text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, and especially these verses. It says, "The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen." These days, there seems to be a perfect storm of uncertainty all around us. Nothing in our world right now seems to stand still, not even for a minute. And all of that uncertainty can no doubt cause us to be cast into bouts of anxiety and worry. No longer, it seems, can we just feel safe. 9/11 opened up all sorts of fears within us that we had not experienced for decades in this country. Sometimes we worry about visiting large cities for fear of another attack. We wonder if there are people plotting to kill us even while we're sleeping. We wonder what kind of world our children will live in when they are adults. We're not sure if we're planning far enough ahead. After all, in today's mindset, we are encouraged to make plans today that will affect us decades and decades down the road. We used to think it was enough to simply love our children and teach them right from wrong. But now, once again, we're encouraged that everything we do right now will affect our kids for the entirety of their lives. And that often causes worry as well. It used to be enough to know something and know it very well. But now we're told that even if you think you've got a good job that you do very well, you better diversify your knowledge in order that you can adapt if the situation changes. Even on days when you and I feel perfectly normal and fine in our bodies, seems we can't stop worrying about our health. We worry about our progress towards heart disease with every bit of rich food that we eat. We're told to consider every environmental factor around us and every biological factor within us to see if we might be headed towards a diagnosis of cancer. Our attention is demanded by articles and by news segments to consider the possibility of contracting diseases we didn't even know existed. When it comes to money, forget about Paul. There was a day when if you had enough to feed your family and you had enough to provide them a place to live, that brought peace and calm. But that day is not today. No, we're reminded that we must save for retirement. We must save to put the kids through college. We must save to buy every sort of insurance under the sun. We're not allowed just to pay the bills that come our way each day or each month. But instead, we're told to consider how much it will cost to raise our children to age 18. We'll be called to check the cost it will mean if we wish to maintain our lifestyle, our lifestyle, when we retire. We're told to think about how much our home may be valued at decades in advance. And where has all this worrying got us? Well, it seems to me not very far. Got us to places like high blood pressure, more strained marriages and families. Yes, we have an epidemic of worry. Some treated by prescription, some treated by alcohol and drugs, some not treated at all. And right now it seems that those general trends that we find in this age of anxiety have been raised up to a whole new level, especially in terms of money. It seems that the storm clouds that have long lingered have now begun to rumble all around us. For now, on the evening news, we're called to worry about whether our retirement accounts will recover. We're called to wonder about whether our bank will be in business tomorrow, and if they're not, what might happen to our money that was in it. We're called to worry about whether, even if we have money, it'll be worth anything at all. Yes, we often become worried and scared when we hear those who know what the words mean use words like recession and depression so casually. But today, as we gather here in this church, amidst all of the thundering warnings that our world is giving to us, we hear a whisper. We hear a whisper into our ears. And that whisper contains a prophecy about peace. Yes, indeed, Paul says today in our reading, worry about nothing. And he says it with confidence. In fact, he says it so simply as if it's possible that we're almost left wondering what he knows that we don't know. Or perhaps what he's doing that we are not doing. As Paul speaks about a peace that can calm every worry of our mind, he speaks about a power that can guard our hearts and our minds from the worry that seeks to control both. But the intensity of the storm bearing down upon us can often make us wonder if this whisper in our ear is really for us living where we do. Perhaps that whisper is just an echo from a former age when peace and not worrying was more possible. Perhaps Paul spoke only about his day. Perhaps it was much simpler then. Perhaps that whisper could be heard in his day when the amount of anxiety-causing noise was simply not as great as ours. But when we really stop to consider who Paul is and where he lives, those arguments seem to fade away. You see, Paul lived almost every day of his life after he came to know Jesus, wondering if that life would be taken away from him that day. And would that be true? It's hard to say that our worries about things that could possibly happen sometime in the future are any louder than the threat of his being killed that he faced every day. But how is it then that Paul can say, worry about nothing? What is this peace that he knows about that has power over worrisome hearts and minds that are troubled? How do we receive this peace he is mentioning? Well, thanks be to God, Paul does not leave us wondering how he can say it. But rather, he goes on to tell us exactly how a Christian person receives this peace of God that passes all understanding. He says the way to receive peace is to take all of our requests and to offer them up to God in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. He says that if we will do that, then we will have this peace of God we so desperately need. For in reality, peace is what is naturally in the believer's life when they give their worries to God. In reality, peace is the natural state of the Christian life. It's only when you and I start to worry about things that we were never meant to worry about that that underlying peace we have gets so buried that we can no longer find it. For peace is about knowing that ultimately, in the end, everything will be okay. And Jesus himself is all about assuring us always of that very truth. As God comes alongside of us today, like a caring mother who puts her arms around a frazzled child in the midst of a loud storm, like a mother that whispers into our ears assurances to calm us. I was talking to my own mother recently about storms and how kids react. And she told me that at some point of raising us, she changed what she said to us. She said she used to tell us that nothing bad would happen. But then she realized one day that something bad could happen. After all, we lived in the panhandle of Oklahoma, known for storms and known for tornadoes. So she stopped telling us that nothing bad would happen and instead told us that whatever happened, God would take care of us. It seems to me that that is what God tells us today as well. He doesn't tell us that tomorrow our economy will be fine and we'll go back to living lives that are just as plush as we have come to expect. He hasn't promised that one day a terrorist plan might not succeed. He hasn't promised that we will never hear our doctor speak a bad diagnosis to us. But what he has promised is that whatever happens, he will take care of us. No, he doesn't promise that nothing bad will happen. But he does promise that he will take care of us in all situations. And he reminds us again specifically today that no matter what happens in your life, there is something that you have that cannot be taken from you. God tells you and reminds you today that you have the kingdom of God. And regardless of what happens in this world, regardless of what happens in your life, that cannot be taken away from you. God draws our attention this day to the cross and to the empty tomb. For it is there that that whisper of peace is amplified into our ears. It is there that we are reminded that indeed, even amidst the thunderclaps that seem to be going off all around us, indeed God has taken care of us. It is at the cross and the empty tomb that truly our hearts are comforted and our minds are called to rest. Yes, it is true. Because of Jesus, what he did there in Jerusalem many years ago, everything in the end will be okay. For our sins are gone, and life eternal with God is ours. And no matter what happens, that will not change. No stock market crash, no terrorist plans, no medical diagnosis can take that away from us. As we just sang, as Martin Luther wrote, and take they our life, good fame, child, or wife, let all these be gone, and yet they've nothing won. The kingdom ours remains. I can't tell you what the headlines of the paper will be tomorrow. I can't tell you what your finances will look like in a couple years. I have no idea whether your health will improve or whether it will at least stay about the same. But this I can tell you. The kingdom of God is yours. And having the kingdom of God, you also then have peace. So take all your worries, those things that keep you up at night and leave your head spinning during the day, and hand them over to God. Give them to him in prayer and petition. And then add to that your thanksgiving. Your thanksgiving for everything that God has done, and especially your thanksgiving that he has sent his son to give us that unshakable kingdom. Yes, Paul is clear that that peace that passes all human understanding is given to all who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, that peace is yours. You are in him. So give him all your worries, and he will make sure the thundering all around you will not eventually cause your end, but that your end is with him. Whatever happens, God will take care of us. He has, and he will. Amen.